culture. And remember when I say just not hold your breath, girl. Waiting for the day inside. guys, yeah, candles come from here, place all cleaned up, wiring chilling. Just your candy. Now reach down for a piece of candy, you know she's not in our hand. See, Mommy, what do you want to do that for? So David, you know I changed the line from the dog. I said, Mama, what is this about? She said, honey, listen, good papa, please get out of my sight. Thank you. Lost her love after our last day.
That's cold.
less internet, I learned a little more about it recently. It's a true story. Evidently, this woman, Diddy, was a prostitute in a town in Georgia. I thought it was Savannah, but it turned out it was Savannah. She lived, and she died. The guy who murdered her was known as Cuddy. The strange thing about this murder, because the murder of a prostitute is probably at least as common as the murder of a spouse. About this woman. When Diddy was killed, every pimp, hustler, whore in that part of Savannah took to the streets to get the guy that killed her. That's strange. They didn't get him either. Sorry. He escaped the crowd. By going from house to house on rooftops. But the cops found him. And that's another unusual thing. How would they know? Why should they care? Well, part of that, I don't know if modern cop dramas. On both sides of the law frequently know each other and sometimes like each other. Well, this woman, Dia, must have been an extraordinary human because everyone loved her. The thieves, the cops, the chief of police. Judge Lieutenant Cuddy, he says, now what's this noise about? Well, it's all about them rounds, Kevin. I do believe they were trying to take me in. He says, all I got is gone. Cuddy asked the judge, what might be my fine? Judge looked down and told him, son, I'm going to give you $99. He says, all I got is gone. You know, the judge looked down and cut it. He says, I'm going to tell you an actual fact. Your body's going to rot in a stinking jail cell until Miss Delia comes walking back. That could be a long time.
I mean, she's
And then she never change. Because the road I'll take with me, now I gamble. I lost my summer behavior. Boys never hit 17. When you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. So-called friends around the steeler, here's our gamble. I lost my summer wages.
as you can, Rob, and you know that this shit ain't gonna break my heart. And don't you give me that stuff about how he ain't half a man that I am. Cause little girl, you should've known that right from the start. And one more thing, don't talk about it. Cause I don't wanna hear you lie. And turn on the water, cause I refuse to stand here once you cry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've been trying to sell it for a while now, but since I've had it, the value's gone way down. The day breaks, your mind aches. Gotcha. Well, I know a man, Bojangles, who can even dance for you. Worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. You do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, come on, baby. Well, I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, he talked about his life. Laughed and slapped as they stepped. He said the name Bojangles meant against the lips. Across the cell, he grabbed his pants for a better stance, and he jumped up high. He licked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. He shook back his clothes all around him. Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, Mr. Bojangle, damn. This song was written by Jerry Jeff Walker. I was his guitar player for kind of learned the tune by osmosis. Damn song. Lord, will I make a piece of the publishing of this song? You realize the song has been recorded by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, George Burns, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and Jerry Vale. The damn thing's on Muzak. Jerry Jeff told me one time his wife was watching TV and heard somebody sing it on TV for the third time in a week. He said, fuck it, went out and bought herself a Rolex. True. Yeah, I'd have done the same, man. There's one part of the song that's not literally true. You know, most of the song is true. Jerry Jeff met this guy at a drum tack in New Orleans. And Jerry Jeff was not himself there on a research project that we're doing. Yeah. Jerry Jeff could drink less liquor and get drunker quicker than any six people I ever know. He needed to hear it, but the truth hurts somehow. With this old guy. You know, George Burns thought the song was about the original Bojangles, who wasn't about the original Bojangles. The man was class. He'd never be a drum tag, especially not one with Jerry Jeff Walker in New Orleans, because in New Orleans at that time, and maybe still today, The jails are segregated. In New Orleans, they have all kinds of street people who make their money by either dancing to the jukebox or pantomiming into them. And people drop by with drinks or give them change or something. And they all call themselves either Jingles or, no, no, that's not the name, Bojangles, or there's another name that they all use. It's like 400 Bojangles registered in New Orleans. But this particular guy had a hell of a story. He used to dance for medicine shows. Not, it wasn't minstrel shows. He danced for medicine shows. These were shows that were through the South during Prohibition. It all started in Prohibition. And they'd have some quack doctor who would be running the thing, you know. And he'd be selling what, in essence, was bad bathtub gin under the guise that it was medicine. All the medicine shows, and they'd have either magicians or singers or jugglers or dancers to gather the crowd before they made the pitch. I spoke to some people who knew something about these things or who'd been in them, and they told me there was one doctor who was pretty famous. He had dancing girls, beautiful girls, in his troupe. And he'd come to a town and they'd do their show, they'd gather the crowd, and he'd sell a few bottles, but not much. After the show, the girls would mingle freely with the audience. And he came back to town a few weeks later, and after he made his first pitch, he asked the ladies to leave and tell the gentleman that this was good for not only constipation, diarrhea, cancer, but it was also good for social diseases. And then he'd sell out. Well, he danced for those and minstrel shows at County Fair. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears for 15 years. I was talking to him. I traveled about. His dog up and died. You know, the dog up and died. And after 20 years, you're still dreaming. He said, I danced out of every chance and honky tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spent behind these county bars. Cause I drank a bit. Then he shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Come on, man.
you, David Bromberg Quartet.